Good morning, this is the morning news for today, Monday, December 19th, 2016. I am Richie Ferrell, and here are the headlines. Lennox Linton says UWP will demand Alec Lawrence's resignation from Electoral Commission in 2017. Former Turks and Caicos Island Premier resigns as party leader after election loss. And Aleppo battle. Hundreds leave Syria city as evacuations resume. The news is brought to you compliments Rudolph Thomas Enterprise. The details of these and more stories after this.
Rudolph Thomas Enterprise in Portsmouth, your suppliers of building materials and hardware products. Over 20 years experience in the business. Rudolph Thomas has lumber and plywood, Portland and tile cement, steel rods, galvanized and fence pipe. And Rudolph Thomas can meet all your wire needs. Galvanized roofing sheets, doors, windows, toilet sets, face basins and bidets. PVC piping, fittings and lattice. Check out Rudolph Thomas for ceramic and vinyl floor and wall tiles, nails, nuts and bolts, paint and painting supplies. And check out their line of electrical and hand tools. And Rudolph Thomas is your one-stop shop for hard-to-find items like fiberglass mat and fiberglass resin and welding rods. Go now to Rudolph Thomas on 1240 Bay Street in Portsmouth.
Welcome back. In news this morning, in a ceremony held on December 16, 2016 in Louisiana in the USA, Julon Burnett of Wesley was named Grambling State University valedictorian in the fall 2016 graduating class after completing a four-year matriculation towards a Bachelor of Science degree in computer science as his major. Seven other Dominicans graduated at the top of the class with bachelor's degrees and honors in their respective fields. Nadisha Guavo, Bachelor of Science degree in accounting. Alicia Nanthan, Bachelor's degree of Science in accounting. Delana Sejan, Bachelor's degree of Science in biology. Melissa Hippolyte, Bachelor's of Science degree in management. Barry Bontiff, Bachelor's of Science degree in computer information systems. Amanda Hippolyte, Bachelor's of Science degree in accounting. And Shannon Wati, Bachelor's of Science degree in criminal justice. In his valedictory address, Burnett said his biggest challenge was leaving Dominica and his family and friends, but his desire to grow and advance kept him on the path to his ultimate success. He stated, "The path before me was never clear and straightforward, but I had a thirst to acquire more knowledge, to do better, to be better." He told his fellow graduates, "Never let doubt hinder their success." Julon is the son of Julius Burnett and Geraldine Joseph Burnett. He is a former student of the Wesley Primary School and the St. Andrews High School. He hopes to pursue graduate studies in software development. He encourages others who desire similar achievements to work hard towards their goals and never take opportunities for granted. In more news, Lennox Linton says UWP will demand the resignation of Alec Lawrence from the Electoral Commission in 2017. Speaking at a party meeting in Kenfield on Thursday evening, Linton said the party will be vigorously pursuing electoral reform in the new year, and this will include changing some members who make up the Electoral Commission. He said there is going to be no monkey business with the electoral affairs of Dominica. That could mean that we have to change whoever we have to change on the Electoral Commission. Because, for example, I believe Alec Lawrence needs to resign from the Electoral Commission. He stated that Lawrence should have already sent in his resignation, but we will be demanding it. We are demanding his resignation, Linton stated. So whatever changes that have to come to the Electoral Commission, then changes must come to the Electoral Commission. He noted that the Commission must step up to give the people what they want. We are not in this for Skerrit, for Lennox Linton, or for any individual or group of people. We are in this for the Commonwealth of Dominica, he stated. Linton said, since 2008, the Electoral Commission, which is supposed to be independent, decided on basic electoral reforms to include cleaning up of the voters' list and issuing of ID cards, but nothing has happened. 8 years later, going on 9 years now, nothing, Linton remarked. Government has offered to partner with Dominican manufacturers and agro-processors in an effort to sustain and expand these industries. That offer was made at a meeting with Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit and Planning, Economic Development and Investment Minister Dr. John Colin McIntyre on Thursday, the 15th of December 2016 at the State House Conference Room. The initial objective was to determine what additional concessions manufacturers required in order to realize positive returns from their investments. The meeting recognized that manufacturers were at different stages of development in different subsectors, and each subgroup had its own peculiar challenges. The other major issue seemed to be that of accessing finance, as well as the cost of financing. Government therefore offered financial assistance to the manufacturers in the same way that it did to the agriculture and tourism sectors through funds made available to the Aid Bank for on lending to these sectors at 3% interest with a 1 year grace period on the repayment of principal and interest on the loan. Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit urged the manufacturers to organize themselves into one association so as to better enable government to address their concerns, as it is difficult to meet with each manufacturer on a one-on-one basis. The Prime Minister did not disclose the amount of financing that will be made available to the manufacturing sector, but he informed them that funds will not be provided for refinancing existing loans. Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit promised government will put a team together to continue dialoguing with the manufacturers, saying, "The sooner we can conclude on some of the important points, the sooner we will be able to make the funds available." In more news this morning, Public Relations Officer of the United Workers Party, Nicholas George, is of the view that citizens have lost confidence in the rulings of the court system, as there is wide speculation that the courts are possibly being manipulated by the government, George told a large gathering of Kingfield residents. "When people begin to lose confidence in the courts, it appears to them and to the outside world that there may be a lack of fairness, transparency, and justice in the governance of that country.
And the government is comfortable in saying, go to the court. When people are afraid to go to the court for justice, it is a time for we as a government and those who are in leadership to take course, to understand that something is wrong in the society. If you do not have confidence in the court system, we have a problem. And it is incumbent on the government to ensure that the people of this country continue to have confidence in the court system."
Public Relations Officer of the United Workers Party, Nicholas George. Meantime, MP for the Salisbury constituency, Hector John, is of the view the spirit of patriotism has died in Dominica. Speaking at a constituency meeting in Kingfield on Thursday, John declared, "Our patriotic spirit is dead. The Labour Party has killed it." John went on to list some of the industries in Dominica which have failed and encouraged Dominicans to free themselves from mental slavery and empower each other.
"Our patriotic spirit is dead. The Labour Party has killed it. Our productive sectors, construction, agriculture, tourism, they're all dead, brothers and sisters, under which government? Our country is in a serious bind. That is why our country is right now emancipating themselves from mental slavery. It is 2016. Listen, read, understand, learn.
MP for the Salisbury constituency, Hector John. In more news this morning, prison officials are looking to set up a proper buffer zone to protect the state prison at Stock Farm. Acting Prison Superintendent Kenrick Jean-Jacques made that disclosure at the closing of the criminal session of the High Court recently. His statement was made in response to questions from Special Prosecutor attached to the Office of the Director of Public Prosecutions, DPP Keith Scotland, and High Court Judge Victoria Charles Clark. Jean-Jacques expressed concerns that people are still sending drugs over the fence to inmates at the facility. He pointed out that installation of a properly fenced buffer zone and installation of cameras in 2017 will eliminate such problems. He added, "We expect funding for that project to be approved by January 2017. Jean-Jacques said they are in the process of making the maximum security block more comfortable to include toilets. At present, there are 12 inmates housed at the maximum security block of the prison. The prison chief also expressed concerns about the ceramic toilets at the prison, saying they are not prison user friendly and will soon be replaced. He reported that there are 208 inmates, 93 males that came from the magistrate's court along with two females, while 50 males came from the high court. On remand are 49 males and two females, with 12 males awaiting trial. Seven foreigners are inmates at the prison, which include a combination of Haitian, Chinese, Jamaican, and Dominican Republic nationals. There are three juveniles at the prison. One is convicted and is housed with the other inmates, while the two others are on remand. Jean-Jacques disclosed that there are three inmates per cell, while in the dormitory section, 30 to 33 inmates are housed in that department. Jean-Jacques was advised that in the future, his information to the court should be compiled and sent to the court in a report form and must form part of the court documents, as is done in other jurisdictions. In more news in the region, following the loss of his own parliamentary seat in Thursday's general elections in the Turks and Caicos Islands, TCI, former Premier Dr. Rufus Irwin has resigned as leader of the Progressive National Party, PNP, after the party suffered a crushing defeat at the polls, winning just 4 out of the 15 elected seats in the territory's House of Assembly. The people of the Turks and Caicos Islands have spoken and have indicated their wish for a change in governance, Irwin said at a press conference on Friday. The outcome of this election is a clear indication that democracy is alive in our islands. I wish to express my gratitude to all of the candidates from all parties who nobly put themselves forward for service to this country. Irwin said he accepts full responsibility for the party's election loss. I wish to now state that as the leader of the Progressive National Party, PNP, I take full responsibility for the party's loss, and as such, I have made the decision to tender my resignation as party leader with immediate effect, he stated. And evacuations have resumed from East Aleppo, with buses and ambulances leaving rebel areas of the Syrian city, a UN official says. At least 350 people have reportedly left rebel enclaves in convoys heading west towards government territory. Earlier, buses sent to take people out of government-controlled areas besieged by rebels were set alight, halting the latest evacuation deal. Thousands are waiting to leave East Aleppo in desperate conditions. And that's the morning news, but first a recap of our headlines. Lennox Linton says UWP will demand Alec Lawrence's resignation from Electoral Commission in 2017. Former Turks and Caicos Island Premier resigns as party leader after election loss. And Aleppo battle. Hundreds leave Syria city as evacuations resume. The news was brought to you through the very kind compliments of Rudolph Thomas Enterprise. If you've missed any of our news packages, Log on to our website at www.q95da.com to view the stories, or click the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. Also, for any breaking story or latest development, send us your eye reports via text or WhatsApp message to 615-1426 or 276-2147. On behalf of the entire news team, I am Richie Farrell, wishing you a very pleasant morning.